From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on another Monday edition of the Living Truth program, originating from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. This week, we are going to begin a series entitled, Taking a Look at the Church of God. Taking a Look at the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the reason why we are doing this is simply because of the fact that I am convinced, after over 47 years of pastoral ministry, that many people in the pews of our good, solid, Bible-believing churches really do not have a clear biblical understanding as to what the church is all about. You know, I was born and raised in a Christian family. And from the time that I can remember, my parents took me off to Sunday school and church, and I was brought up in the church. I was brought up to love the church. I was brought up to love the pastor and to support the pastor. I was brought up to love the people of God. I was brought up to recognize how significant the church is, and that every time the church doors were open, I was to be there. And that is the same philosophy that I hold to today, because I believe that it was not just the philosophy of my parents, but the teaching of the Word of God. One of the things that we all need to understand is that the church is not just some entity in this world that has been established by mankind. No, the church belongs to God. The church is the body of Jesus Christ, and we need to understand it as such, and we need to respect it as such. And we need to keep in mind that the Lord Jesus himself said, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." That's found in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18. And so we need to understand the church. We need to respect the church for what it is. And yet, we are living in a day and age, and let's admit it, we are living in a day and age when so many people are simply turning away from the church, turning away from the local church. Take a look at local churches today. How many empty seats, how many empty pews do you find in your church on a typical Sunday morning? In these last days, we find that more and more people are fleeing away from the church. And yet the Bible tells us that we're not to be forsaking the assembly. You know, just recently, I was talking to a person, and he hasn't been in church for over a year. And he said to me, "When the Lord tells me, I'll come back to church." And of course, he stopped going to church because of the COVID-19 virus pandemic that's around. And he is healthy, but he was afraid that he might catch something. So he said, "When the Lord tells me to go back to church, I will go." Well, I quoted him Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, where the Word of God says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching." And I called him by name and I said, "There is the Lord telling you to go back to church." Because right there in the Word of God, Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, it says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is." And, you know, I would believe that that's applicable not only to that one individual that I was talking about, but perhaps to many of you that I'm talking to right now. You haven't been in church for a long time, for months, maybe for years, and yet you call yourself a Christian. Well, I'm going to make a statement here, and I believe this statement with all of my heart. because I believe it is very biblically based. And I want you to capture this statement clearly. Here it is. When one is committed to God, he will also be committed to the local church because of the very nature of the church. Did you hear that? I want to repeat it again. When one is committed to God, and of course, that means through faith in Jesus Christ alone. When one is committed to God, he or she will also be committed to the local church because of the very nature of the church. In other words, let me say it this way. One cannot be committed to God without being committed to the local church. And folks, I know that there was a time when Christians used to believe that. When I was growing up in Western Pennsylvania over 50 years ago, I believe that many Christians held to that. That by the very fact that they were committed to God and the very fact that they had trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, they realized how significant it was to be committed to the local church. But today, even before the COVID-19 pandemic came our way, when people stopped attending churches, in the last 25 or 30 years, church attendance has been going down and down and down and down. You know, that is not God's plan. According to Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, we should be getting together at the church to encourage one another, to exhort one another, to support one another, to pray with one another and for one another, and we should do it more and more as we draw closer to the return of Christ, not less and less. And so I say to those of you who have not been out to church for a long time, how are you going to answer to God for that? Seriously. How are you going to answer to God for that? You say, well, Pastor Gary, I'm afraid if I go out to church, I might pick up some type of a disease, or this might happen, or that might happen. My question to you is this: where is your faith? Where is your faith? Do you believe that if you obey God, that He will take care of you? I remember back in the Gospel of Luke when the Lord Jesus Christ was out on the Sea of Galilee with his disciples, and a storm came up, and the disciples got very fearful. Well, the Lord Jesus Christ was asleep, but they woke him up, as you will recall, and he stilled the storm. And they marveled at his power, and he looked at them and simply said this: where is your faith? In other words, he was saying, don't you believe that even in the midst of the storm, I will take care of you? And so I say to you today, where is your faith? The Bible tells us to recognize the significance of the local church. The Bible tells us that the local church is that which the Lord Jesus Christ is building. The Bible tells us that we are not to be forsaking the church. And yet, some people, maybe you, will say, well, I'm not going to church for this reason or for that reason. Let me just give you this word of encouragement, beloved. If you happen to be one of those individuals, you say you know the Lord, all right? I won't question that. You say you've trusted Christ as Savior. That's between you and the Lord, and I pray that you have. But if you've not been going to church, if you've forsaken the assembly of the local church, what are you going to tell God when you stand before Him? The church is His body. The church is the household of God. The church is the family of God, the body of Christ. You make up the church as a born-again believer. And you are to be a part of the local gathering of the local church in your area so that, number one, you can worship the Lord along with others of like precious faith, and so that you can grow in the Lord, and so that you can obey the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. Well, this week we are going to take a look at the Church of God. And one of the points that I'm going to emphasize, and we'll get into it in detail tomorrow, is the fact that the church is God's institution and program for this age in which we live. And it is to be the very center of life and ministry of the Christian. It really is. And I'm reminded of the words that are found in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 10, where it talks about the church. It says that to the intent that now, that is, in this dispensation of grace in which we live, now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. If God has ordained that his wisdom is to be revealed to the principalities and powers in heavenly places, as well as to others who are living in the world around us, if God has ordained that it's through his church that his wisdom is to be revealed, don't you think that you and I, as Christians who are a part of the body of Christ through faith in Jesus Christ, should have a respect for the local church, should support the local church, to be involved with the local church, to do what we can by the grace of God to strengthen the local church? I think that that is a biblical, reasonable position to take. So we're going to be looking at this series, taking a look at the Church of God. And I trust that you'll be there by the radio throughout the course of this week, because I believe that this may be one of the most important series of programs we've ever put together. Well, thank you for being there by the radio today. Until tomorrow, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.